Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today became the first U.S. cabinet official to visit the former Soviet Republic of Georgia since the Revolution of the Roses that toppled President Edward Shevardnadze. Secretary Rumsfeld pledged support for the new interim leaders as they prepare for elections. The U.S. is also warning Russia to keep its hands off Georgia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld described Georgia as a staunch friend of the West and used his trip to drive home U.S. concern that Russia hasn't yet closed its military bases in the former Soviet Republic.
We do respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country, and we're sure that other nations will as well.
The U.S. credits Russia with helping negotiate the peaceful transfer of power in Georgia, but now the U.S. is raising concerns not only about the Russian bases, but also Russia's ties to separatists in Georgia. Moscow supports two separatist enclaves, Abkhazia and South Ossetia, and has close ties to a feisty regional governor, Aslan Abashidze, who might boycott the upcoming election. The three regional leaders were all invited to Moscow recently. That raised eyebrows here in Washington among policymakers and analysts, including Charles King, a professor at Georgetown University who's writing a history of the Black Sea region.
In assisting the Abkhaz and the South Ossetians, and now and very openly assisting Aslan Abashidze in the Achara region, the Russians really are interfering in the internal affairs of Georgia in a very, very overt way. The problem is that Georgia itself just doesn't have a lot of leverage against the Russians, and so looks to the United States for that kind of pressure.
That's precisely what the U.S. has been providing, trying to back up the pro-American figures now running Georgia. Zeno Baran of the Nixon Center sees Georgia as a beachhead for U.S. efforts to promote democracy, and she believes Moscow is wary of the U.S. ties to the new Georgian leadership.
The sentiments coming from Moscow is that they're not happy with the new team because they are fairly independent and they're fairly outspoken in terms of the direction they see for Georgia, which is much closer integration to the Euro-Atlantic alliance.
A top State Department official says Washington promised to be open with Russia when it comes to U.S. policy in Georgia and takes that pledge to the nth degree. The official argued that the Russians should be interested in a democratic and stable Georgia, too, because Georgia borders Russia's breakaway region of Chechnya. But Georgia remains a touchy issue in U.S.-Russian relations, in part because of its location. When Moscow wanted to flush out Chechen rebels hiding in Georgia, the U.S. came in and trained Georgian security forces to do the job instead. And the U.S. is promoting a Caspian Sea oil pipeline project that would bypass Russia. Georgetown Professor King cites various U.S. interests in the region.
The geopolitics and the oil politics, the fact that Georgia has a broadly pro-Western orientation and has the potential now to become more democratic in a region that has countries that are either pretty solidly pro-Russian in their orientation, in the case of Armenia, or solidly authoritarian.
While the U.S. holds Georgia up as an example of a budding democracy in the region, the Bush administration seems to be less concerned about fair elections in neighboring Azerbaijan. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld also visited that oil-rich ally this week and dodged questions about a recent presidential poll that observers say was marred by fraud. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.